Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
But that's hot off the press. That's a good little single CD that's back there also. I think Miss Susan's back there taking care of it in the Book of a Life Story. Any of those materials will be a blessing to you. And if you have internet capabilities, you can go right on my website, www.randallgreer.org, and you can download that CD series free of charge. Free. You can get it right off free. If you got the MP3 players, you know, it's MP3 format. If you got your, what do you call them things, iPods, you can pod it right up, brother. And you can put them things in your ears like them teenagers do, and you can shake a little bit, but you'll be shaking to the gospel. You know what I mean? And it'll be free. You can download it, randallgreer.org. And there's some other free downloads on there also. On there you can see prophecies or hear prophecies, not see them, but hear prophecies. Well, we got it in DVD. We just didn't get that on there yet. But hear prophecies of what Dad Hagin said about her ministry, Pastor Charles Cowan, Sister Rachel Tiffertiller, Sister Billy Brim, all these people, Sister Pastor Hagin, Sister Lynette Hagin, things that were said to us. And the reason I've done this was not to lift myself up, but the Lord says you need to have a bigger voice. Every time you click on my website, it prophesies what I'm going to do. I mean, immediately on my homepage, it'll start prophesying what I'm going to do. Out of the lips of Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin before he left here, I've done it not to pick up myself or lift myself up, but to let the devil know you're not going to win.
Amen.
And plus, wherever I'm at, and if I need to hear it, I don't have to go hunt a CD somewhere. Just go right online, bang, and click on it, and I can hear it. Faith comes by what? Hearing. And I need to hear it sometimes, because sometimes it does not look like that it's happening, but I just got to keep putting one foot right in front of the other, and it shall come to pass. And there's some other free materials that you can get off of our website, such as Bible studies. It's not a real, what you call, in-depth. It's not going to coming New Life Bible Institute. It by no way compares to that. But it will get you started in that direction, and then you'll have to go get some more help from somebody else. But I think the 24th lesson has not been placed on there yet, but it will be shorter. So there's 23 lessons, just simple things. The only study material that's on the website, I believe, is the Bible. You're learning what the Bible says about different subjects of the Bible, starting off about, you know, why you need to be born again. You know, there is a reason that mankind has to be born again. How to be born again, why you need to be baptized with the Holy Ghost, whatever, to speaking in tongues, how to be baptized. Brother Randy, that is simple. Well, believe it or not, even though it may sound simple, that is the elementary and the basic truth of all Christianity.
Right.
And you need to understand, and it goes into different areas. But anyway, in St. John, what was we turning to? Chapter 16. And we'll look at verse number 7. Does that sound good? 16, chapter 16 of John, verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. Let me read that to you out of the Amplified, that verse 7 only. It says, however, I am telling you nothing but the truth when I say it is profitable, good, expedient, advantageous for you that I go away. Because if I do not go away, the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Advocate, Intercessor, Strengthener, Standby will not come to you into close fellowship with you. But if I go away, I will send him to you to be in close fellowship with you. Well, I don't know about you. I want the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and I want to be walking with God. So he said it was important and expedient for him to go away. Now, verse 13, King James Version, I'll read this to you. Or I guess we can look at the Amplified again. In the Amplified, St. John 16:13, Jesus said, but when he, the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit comes, he will guide you into all the truth, the whole full truth. For he will not speak his own message on his own authority, but he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. He will give the message that had been given to him, and he will announce and declare to you the things that are to come that will happen in the future. He will show you what's going to happen in the future. Do you know the Lord will show you what's going to happen in your future? So what I encourage you to do is get that series that I have, The Last Great Revival. Like I said, you can get it for free off my website. And of course, we have to have a nominal fee to cover the expenses of producing them and my office staff making these things. You know, I don't know why, but every Friday they want a paycheck.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Is that the way it works with you? Are your employees? It's kind of, so, you know, it just helps us in this and our inmate outreach. And, you know, I was just in prison in last week. Was it last week? You know, what week is this? Anyway, I was in prison up there in Ohio. Remember when the big riot took place up there about 10 years ago or so, and officers got killed, inmates got killed? I went right down the halls of those prisons and met with people. It's now totally changed. They got the whole camp locked down. You can't move. You can't hardly do anything. We had to get special permission from them to come. But I'm doing things like that. We're sending free materials, as Pastor said, to people that's in prison. If you've got someone that's incarcerated in prison, jail, rehab center or something, you'd like for our ministry to send them free materials, again, you go to our website. It's the best way. You could give Miss Susan the address and name and everything at the table, but sometimes people write in other tongues. And my secretary does not have the gift of interpretation. And we got a new secretary coming on Monday. And so it seems better when you go out and just fill out a little form online. You just fill out their name, their dorm number, whatever you have to get them the information. And then that comes directly into our office, and they're able to just take it right off there, and there's no mistake whatsoever. They can do what you call copy and paste.
Right.
Internet people, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Don't ask Dr. Becker. But anyway, you know, you can't make mistakes doing that way, and if you'd like for us to send them materials, we will. But notice, the Holy Ghost, he will show us things to come. It's what it says in St. John 16:13 in the King James Version, 1611 edition. He said, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." Or he will show you things that's going to happen in the future. That's why it's important that we stay hooked up and filled with the Holy Ghost. So the second priority, remember we're talking about two things. First thing, we talked about our priorities. We talked about, you know, what God is saying to the church today. The first thing is get our priorities in order and seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things we need shall be added unto us. But the second thing that I want to talk to you about tonight is to be being filled with the Holy Ghost on a continual basis. Being filled with the Holy Ghost. Now let me tell you about some experiences I had along this line. In fact, I believe this, that I am alive today because I was filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues while I was in prison. Most of you know my experience. Of course, I have a full pardon today. I was granted a full pardon by the government when was that? June the 21st of 1993. All my record was wiped away. I never hurt anybody, never killed anybody, hurt myself more than anybody else, by the way. But anyway, I was released from prison on parole by miracle of God. The whole story's back there on DVD and in my book, Escape from Hell. And my life actually changed while I was on my third escape from prison. I accepted Jesus Christ and the call of God on my life back in 1982. And so you can tell it's been a few years. It's been over what? That's been 2002. It'd be 25 years. Is that right? 25 years ago. Praise God. Now, hallelujah. Not only will he get you saved, he will keep you saved. So, and in June 21st, 1993, and after 9 years, after I was out of prison, then I got a full pardon. I had to go before a panel of four judges. I got the right to own and possess a firearm. You remember I was in prison for armed robbery, and I'm not proud of that by any means. All of that's under the blood. The only reason I share anything of my past is to help people in their future, and that's what I do. Some people think that, you know, when a person goes to jail, in fact, can I just tell you the truth? Most folks I know in prison have a call of God on their life.
Wow.
Most, I tell you, most of them do. They got a call of God on their life.
That's right.
And what happened is the devil realized it too. And then they began to help the devil.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I did, and I'm not knocking the devil. I began to help him, and the devil and me together made a mess out of my life. He made sure that I was locked up, so no matter how much the call of God was on my life, it wasn't going to do me any good. The prison, you know, psychiatrist and psychologist even said that I was incorrigible at one time, which simply means, in Georgia Swamp language, unable to be helped, but God had other plans for my life. It was on my third escape that I come face to face with who I really was. I come face to face with the fact that I had been running from the truth, that I had got myself in a mess. I wanted to blame it on everybody but me. And that seems to be the method of society today. It makes it right for somebody to do wrong today because some dramatic event or traumatic event happened in their past, in their life. But I'm here to tell you, you can't blame it on the past. I accepted the responsibility for my action that day. And I'm not saying that people can't be influenced by what happens in their past. But their past can only influence you to the extent that you give it power over you.
Right.
I had to learn that. You know, and I still have been successful since Jesus set me free the first week of March of 1982 during my third escape. The Lord told me when I received Him, I confessed Him as Lord, and I was crying, sitting in a roadside park in Galveston, Texas, because I was headed out of the country. That was my plan, to get away from the authorities. But I remember sitting in this roadside park, crying and giving my heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I said, "Lord, what you want me to do?" He said, "I want you to turn yourself into the police authorities here in Galveston, Texas." He said, "Waive all your rights of extradition," which means don't fight a court battle. He said, "Go back to the state of Alabama where you've escaped from." He said, "When you get there," he said, "I want you to go up before the judge." And he said, "I want you to plead guilty to all five felonies." I had five brand new felony charges I'm facing. I'm already a habitual offender, but these five felony charges surely puts me in that condition and would give me life without the possibility of parole. When the Lord first said that to me, my immediate response to His statement was, "Do what?" I thought He had the wrong guy. I about got killed, escaping three times, but God had other plans for my life. He said, "Son, if you don't do it my way, it's not going to work." He said, "You go." And of course, when I done what the Lord said, I turned myself in. The whole story's in the book. It'd take forever to, not forever, it'd take a long time to tell the whole thing. And that's not exactly what I'm preaching on tonight. But I remember.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.